Welcome to Leading Forward, where we focus on building healthy leaders for healthy organizations. I'm Matthew Hall. Vivek Sareen is here with me, our illustrious friend, co-host, and guru of all things organizational. Tell me a little bit, what are we going to talk about on this checkpoint and why is it important?
Matt, we're going to talk about in this checkpoint an onboarding process for new hires that, in my experience, has added a personable touch by the top executive and really helped to ensure you've got a good fit between the new hire and the organization. So we'll go over that. I want to thank you for that introduction too. I'll Venmo you later. How's that sound?
I take all forms of payment, just not a cryptocurrency yet. I'm not there yet. Yeah.
So specific to the CEO and the top executive, in my experience, Matt, we have seen where, you know, it's really important that top executives have some skin in the game when it comes to new hires and making personal contact. And I have today a process to share that I've had a lot of success with. And this is a process built around a standard operating procedure for a top hiring executive, a CEO, a company owner to follow in the first 90 days of onboarding a new hire. And to go through that, you know, I found it was very important on the very first day that the executive we're speaking to here have on his or her calendar 10, maybe 15 minutes set aside to just welcome the new hire. That should be a meeting that takes place in the executive's office. It's a great opportunity to share with the new hire and present to them a values card or just something small that that will affirm to the new hire what the organization stands for. It's also a good opportunity to just once again ask the new hire, the new member of the team here, do they have any questions at all about their job description and what's expected of them going forward? You know, does it need to be more than a 10-minute shake hands, do a fist bump, you know, just a message of encouragement? Then at the 30-day mark, this is where the owner of the company, again, the CEO, can have set in their calendar a check-in meeting. Again, this does not need to be a long meeting. It can take place at in the executive's office. But a couple of key things I used to go through and still do with new hires are along the following lines. It was always important to me to ask the new member of our team, now that you've been with us for 30 days, is the experience that you're having with our company and our team equivalent to what we presented to you back when we were recruiting you? And how does that match up? And, you know, at the same time, in your first 30 days with us, what do you like about our team and our organization? Is everything going well? You know, from your previous experience before you joined the team, are there any things that you did in your previous employment that might be helpful to us that immediately we should be talking about and focusing in on? And even this is a good time to ask the new member of the team, is there anything that you're just simply not comfortable with? Is there anything literally within the first month here that could be causing you to pause and question why you joined us and perhaps even, you know, leave us? How's this working out? You know, again, I always use this as an opportunity to ask then, how well are you comprehending the values of our organization, our mission? And in fact, can you even recite those values to me? Good little test for the new hire. And then finally, at the 90-day mark, one more check-in. This is all an intentional process here to onboard the new team member. I would go back through some of those same questions in the 30-day meeting. And then I would also ask them at this point in time, is there anybody else that they might know that they believe would make for a valuable addition to our team? In essence, I'd ask them for a referral. Because if everything's going well, then, you know, we hope we have a raving fan, a raving new team member, and they're telling others about their experience. And given how hard it is to recruit people today, what better form of advertising can we have than a fellow team member that's really excited? So with that, I would then reiterate to the new candidate an open door policy and, you know, an emphasis on we really want you to have a great experience here. And if there's anything at all that I as a CEO, I as the business owner can do to facilitate that, let's talk. In the business of developing people today, you know, one of the key responsibilities of a top executive is they have to recognize they have skin in the game. That's not something they can just simply delegate away to HR or other managers and think it's going to naturally happen.
This has been a Leadership Checkpoint. You can find all of our past episodes at leadingforwardpodcast.com. While you're there, rate and review, share it with a friend, and help us get out the word. I'm Matthew Hall. I'll see you next time.